Decide to delegate or stay small. One of the most important decisions an entrepreneur needs to make to get to six figures and beyond and create their multiple six-figure dream business is to release and let go. This chapter could make an amazing difference in your business with just three words: delegate or die. At the very least, it's delegate or go directly to Squishyville, do not pass go, and do not collect additional revenue and higher profits. This mindset challenge is one that trips up far too many entrepreneurs, and it is essential that you climb and conquer this entrepreneurial mountain if you truly want to create your dream business and the lifestyle you want. In the beginning, most entrepreneurs start their business on day one armed with an idea, a skill, a talent that they want to bring to the marketplace and build a business. Whether you're a dentist, lawyer, accountant, website developer, copywriter, you have a talent that solves problems, provides value, and fills a need. That is the essence of a successful business. But something happens between the time you get your business cards and hang out your shingle and when your growth becomes impeded because you're not willing to release and let go. This chapter will shed some light on potentially what's holding you back, and I hope the story and information I share will help you decide to act, decide to release and let go. In most cases, I think it's fair to say that every entrepreneur initially wears many hats running their brand new small business. In addition to your skill, hat, which is whatever you do, you also wear the hat of every other personnel within a typical company, such as you're the accountant, you're the customer service rep, you're the delivery person, janitor, head of marketing, legal advisor, and about 100 more. We all wear many, many hats. To be clear, recognize that every big business starts small. As sales grow, so do the demands for your time and the attention of the entrepreneur and business owner. The stumbling block for many entrepreneurs occurs when they hold on too long to the notion that they can do it all, the lean and mean approach. Lean and mean is good at startup, but it's no way to run a growing business. One common expression you'll often hear around the old entrepreneurial water cooler is, "I can do it faster, cheaper, and better than anyone else." Now, if I took some creative license and got into the mindset of many entrepreneurs in a safe environment where full disclosure occurs, the full version of that expression probably would sound like this: "I can do it faster, cheaper, and better than anyone else, and I'll be darned if I'm going to pay someone to do something I can clearly do myself. I want all the money in my pocket. I also do not want to hire additional support personnel until I reach a certain point and I can no longer do it myself. Period." Do these words ring true for you? Have you actually said them to someone, or at least thought on them more than one occasion? Over the course of my entrepreneurial journey, I've gone from being an "I can do it faster, cheaper, and better than anyone else" entrepreneur to having a full team of 9+ people. And by the way, every time I've hired someone new, my gut twinges just a little bit. So I ask myself two really important questions. Is this new person totally necessary and truly essential to my company and necessary for us to continue our growth curve? And the second thing I ask is, will this new person either free me up or free up some other key person already on my team so we can implement more and, again, move this business forward at a faster rate of speed? The bottom line on personnel is this: you should hire slow and fire fast. But if you need to hire to keep growing, then by all means hire. I created a video on this topic for Newsletter Guru TV, and in delivering the message, I likened it to the expression, "If you are thirsty, you should have already been drinking." If you feel like things aren't getting done and your progress and speed are not what they should be, you should probably be delegating more. What's even truer is that you do not hire anyone unless they're going to increase your profits. That is really the only reason to invest in additional help, to help you make more money. What's important to keep in mind here is that the person you hire is going to help you increase your profits by growing your business. Don't fall back to the "I'm not going to pay someone else to do something I can do myself" mentality. Thinking that you can do it yourself leaves more money in your pocket, it's going to slow your growth. That mentality leads to slow to no growth, which leads you right to Squishyville. The leap that eludes some entrepreneurs is that at certain times it becomes essential to invest money to make money. You might be asking, well, how is it that if I keep if I want to keep more of my money, why should I spend more on payroll? What's a fair question? And as with other parts of this book, I'm going to share some of my story with you. In 2006, just as I was once again starting over, rebranding myself, getting started at internet marketing and the information business, it's when I finally launched No Hassle Newsletters, I became the newsletter guru, I decided that I needed a new website or two. And I also needed to learn about merchant accounts, autoresponders, and a bunch of other things, shopping carts, things that were new to me. At this point, I had 5 years under my belt as an entrepreneur, or a small business owner at that point, to be more realistic. And for the most part, I was doing everything, the old chief cook and bottle washer. However, I had grown a multiple six-figure business by myself, so I wondered, where's the harm? The harm was that my time was completely maxed out, and to be candid, so was my skill level in some of the new and important areas, areas critical to my ability to grow and become more profitable. Now, I may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, so one option was to study and learn what I needed to learn and get it done myself. Thankfully, I was already in my first mastermind group at the time, and when I talked about all that I was doing already as a solo act and what I wanted to do more, I almost got laughed out of the room. At least it felt like it. One of the more successful entrepreneurs told me, Jim, you need to get a VA. VA, what's a VA, I asked. It's a virtual assistant. That information changed my life. A virtual assistant is someone who works for you on a project-by-project basis. They are a 1099 contract worker. Usually they are also entrepreneurs and they do certain tasks to help other entrepreneurs grow. I hired my first VA later that month, and that person is still with me today, along with 8 others. Was it scary to take on the additional expense of additional help? Absolutely. It didn't take me long to realize that with the new extra time that I had, because I wasn't learning code and shopping carts and all this and that, with the extra time, I was now able to focus on what I call more high revenue generating activities, and that started my business growing. This new movement in my business has snowballed to where, again, I have a team of 9 VAs who perform a number of tasks and help me run my various businesses. What I focus the majority of my time on these days is working with my coaching clients and marketing my business. Both of these categories, again, are what I refer to as high revenue generating activities. Now, folks, here's the deal. If you want to earn $1 million, you need to be doing work that's worth $400 an hour. And every minute that you're doing task-oriented stuff that you could pay someone to do for you for $10 an hour, maybe up to $50, $60 an hour, then you are holding yourself back. Would you rather earn $400 an hour or $10 to $60 an hour? The Pareto Principle comes into play here. Named for economist Vilfredo Pareto, this concept examines the unequal relationship between input and output. And for many phenomena, 20% of the input often creates 80% of the output. Additionally, 20% of the effort generally, 20% of the effort generates 80% of the revenue, or 20% of the clients generate 80% of the sales. It works many, many different ways. Think about how your own efforts and results, and you'll see the Pareto Principle at work in your business. The opposite can also happen. 80% of your efforts generate only 20% of the results. If you are concentrating on task-oriented activities, the ones you should be delegating, you have it backward. And I can assure you that you're on the road to Squishyville. Coach Melanie refers to this as a derailer. And there are other derailers to be mindful of as you operate your business. Let's hear from Coach Melanie. There are things that derail your efforts to be successful. I call them derailers. The first one is a boundary issue, specifically boundaries on your time. If you have not set a time to stop working, your activities will expand to the level you're able to work. You may waste time putting out fires for other people on your team, and that prohibits you from focusing on getting the things done right, the things that will have the biggest impact. Remember the Pareto Principle. You should be putting 20% of your time into things that get you 80% of your results. I've had a lot of clients who get this upside down and then burn out quickly. Look at what you first put into your day. Is it email or handling incoming questions that can wait? Or is it a project that is going to provide results? I will acknowledge that sometimes it's scary to set boundaries in place, tell people no, or renegotiate deals that are really destructive for you, but with boundaries, without boundaries, you will be derailed. Melanie continues, another derailer is disorganization. I would estimate that the large majority of business owners that I work with are so disorganized. They don't check their emails for a week or two. They lose materials that I send them, don't put things on their calendars properly. And as a business owner, your job is to get the information you need to do it well, to get organized. You need systems, structure, processes, and a way to manage the flow of your life. Without that, people will see you as disorganized and lose trust in their ability to work with you. Disorganization erodes your confidence and energy, leading you to believe that you don't have time when the real problem is not putting the right things first. Being disorganized pays, being organized pays dividends. Being disorganized leads to Squishyville. Take 5 minutes to get organized and get 5 hours back. If you take a half hour to get yourself organized, you can almost always get a week's worth of time and energy back. So true from Coach Melanie. If you're trying to do it all, folks, and don't want to pay someone else to do something you can do, you are the bottleneck to growing your dream business. Let's hear from Dr. Anthony Weinert sharing his experience with delegating investing in his future. Here's Anthony. You need to use people who can help do the things that are non-revenue producing. That freed my time to focus on the areas where perfection really mattered from me. Make a list of things you feel can be handed off to someone else. Don't micromanage, feeling you have to do it all yourself. I wouldn't put too much money toward advertising and coaching initially because I thought I was wasting it. Looking back, I only wished I had done it earlier. Investing in my practice is what grew my practice. You have to take the leap and have confidence about the result. Put a dollar bill into a machine and have $100 come out. That's how I look at things now. Really great advice from Dr. Anthony. As I said, folks, in the beginning of this chapter, delegate or die. Delegate or learn to get comfortable in Squishyville. Learn to accept slow to no growth and understand that you will not be able to build your dream business and the lifestyle you want until and unless you release and let go.